Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Noticed really curious development as of late. Every time you turn on the news, the TV, open up X or Twitter or whatever, there's some politician, world leader, talking about things that need to change. Every time that people begin behaving badly in public, somebody stands up and announces that the problem, it's not necessarily that behavior, the problem is freedom. Freedom. President Macron getting up and saying that freedom of speech is, he said literally BS, except he said the actual words. The problem is freedom of speech. The problem is algorithms. It's not that it's greed. That's the problem. It's not that cowardice is the problem. It's not that immaturity is the problem. It's not that a shortage of character is the problem. Nope. The real problem here, the culprit to all of this, is liberty. So apparently, liberty. So once again, out on the loose, it's been running through the streets, knocking over algorithmic fruit carts, terrifying decent technocrats, and encouraging citizens to say impolite stuff on the internet. And so we're told with great earnestness and seriousness that free speech, unguarded, is dangerous. Free speech must be carefully curated, managed, moderated, filtered, sterilized, perhaps even folded neatly and put back on the shelf for our own protection. Now, like everything else, this is not a new idea. Kings and queens have long believed that the people cannot be trusted with their own thoughts. The innovation of the American experiment was not that people are good. It was that people are capable. It's that we're capable of reasoning. We're capable of having disagreement. We're capable of making an error and then correcting that error. And that is the wager that self-government is built on. And since we're being honest, it's important that we recognize and be honest that self-government, it's not a comfortable thing. It requires the citizens who can, it requires that citizens hear something offensive without demanding silence or deplatforming or cancellation or muzzling. It demands that you're able to lose an argument without demanding a referee. It demands that we can lose an election without demanding a throne. The Constitution did not begin with we the government. No. It began with we the people, which is, unfortunately for a lot of these people, pretty inconvenient. Because once you say we the people, you're announcing that sovereignty resides in the people, in the citizens, not in bureaucrats or ministers or in experts or in the people that are designing algorithms. No, the people. And if sovereignty resides in the people, then the people must be free to speak, even stupidly, foolishly, especially foolishly, because a censored citizen is not a sovereign citizen. She is dependent. Now, I'm told, I've heard from these people that modern speech is amplified. And so it moves faster, it spreads wider, it inflames passion, which is true. But human passion, that's not a modern invention of any kind. We somehow manage to fight revolutions, write pamphlets, tar and feather each other, and survive Andrew Jackson, all without Wi-Fi. The framers of the Constitution, our founding fathers, understood faction. In fact, they feared it greatly. But the solution was not silence. It was structure. Checks and balances, competing interests, a large republic where bad ideas could collide with, wait for it, better ideas. So maybe try to come up with some better ideas. They believed that the cure for harmful speech was, in fact, more speech, not the concentrated power of a regulator who promises that they're going to be the wise arbitrator of what's real and what's true and what's of value and what's free. But here's the uncomfortable math in all of this. When citizens cannot govern themselves, somebody else will. If we lack self-restraint, we will receive restraint. If we lack discernment, we will receive curation. If we lack discipline, we will receive direction. And that will not be optional. Self-government belongs long before a ballot is ever cast. It begins long before that ballot is cast. It begins when a person governs his and her own impulses.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Can you hear something outrageous and not freak out? Can you encounter disagreement and not dissolve? Are you capable of thinking before you react? There's a lot of people who aren't, but that's what self-government is, to be able to do those things. Can you hear something outrageous and not erupt like a volcano? Can you encounter disagreement and not crumple to the floor? Can you think before you take action? Can you do those things? I don't even get it. John Adams said the Constitution was made for immoral and religious people and wholly inadequate for any other. Moral and religious. He wasn't sermonizing. That idea is structural engineering. Because the Constitution assumes that you can restrain yourself. If you can't, well, then the structure buckles. The whole thing doesn't work. So right now, we're being tempted by a bargain, by a modern bargain. And it goes a little something like this. Citizens seem emotional and unruly. Therefore, speech must be regulated because democracy must be protected. We have to protect our democracy. That's such a good one. But democracy is not protected by weakening the foundation. The foundation is not agreement. It's liberty. That's the whole thing. You cannot train a population to govern itself by removing its responsibility to wrestle with ideas. That's like a child trying to teach a child to swim by draining the swimming pool. Okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to get in the water. There's not any water. Now, to be fair, unrestrained mobs are very dangerous. History has borne that out time and time again. But concentrated authority over speech is not less dangerous. It's just slower. Our founding fathers feared two different tyrannies. the tyranny of the mob, and then, of course, the tyranny of the state. The mob is loud. The state, as it works out, is pretty patient. So if you empower the state to regulate what may be said for the good of democracy, you must also assume that every future administrator will be virtuous, restrained, and permanently correct. Has that been your experience with our elected officials? History doesn't offer encouraging statistics on that assumption, and you know that it's not true at all. Self-government is not a right alone. It is a burden, and that burden demands restraint without supervision. It demands reason without coercion. It demands courage without permission. It requires citizens who are not merely expressive, but also disciplined. Discipline. Remember that? Discipline, self-discipline. The First Amendment does not guarantee wisdom. It guarantees the opportunity to pursue wisdom. And that pursuit is messy. It's noisy, it's inefficient, and it's occasionally embarrassing. But so is liberty. There's great temptation in every age to conclude that people are not capable of governing themselves. And that's an understandable temptation. We human beings are very inconsistent. We are emotional. We are short-sighted. But the alternative to self-government is not perfection. It is dependency. And while that might feel safer, it is not sovereignty. If freedom of speech is curtailed because citizens are immature, then the real problem is not speech. It's maturity. And maturity cannot be legislated. It's something that has to be cultivated inside of families, inside of communities, and inside, of course, of individuals. Self-government at the national level mirrors self-government at the personal level. If you cannot govern your attention, your emotions, your impulses, or your time, you will not sustain a free society, because freedom requires citizens who can handle it. So the question is not, is speech dangerous? Of course it is. The question is, are citizens capable? And if the answer is no, then censorship is not the solution. Character is. Because once you trade self-government for managed speech, you may gain a little bit of order, but you've quietly surrendered your sovereignty. And once you surrender that, it's rarely ever given back or found again. Self-government is not for the faint of heart. It's heavy, it's demanding, and it's uncomfortable. It asks you to think, to tolerate, to engage, and to restrain yourself. It asks you to carry the burden of freedom without having a king to blame. And to many, that's terrifying. And for everyone, it should be magnificent, and it is 1,000% worth defending. So, as always, we must do our part by doing our best.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.